It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin, and we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, and never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros by stopping the search and cracking the deal. This is the fourth podcast in our 10-part series on how to invest in property like the pros. The first action was to review the current situation. The second was to action goal setting. And the third action was to research the strategy. Now we're on to the fourth topic in the series, and that is planning. You might be asking, well, how do I do this? Let's look at three key points for you to consider. The first one is, what steps need to be taken when buying a property? So let's focus on this particular point, Mark, and look at those steps that we need to take in terms of planning that property purchase. And we've talked through reviewing the current situation, actioning, goal setting, and researching the strategy. I guess getting to that next point of taking those steps, there's some suggestions that you would like to make.
Yeah, so, you know, we've got a bit of an idea of what we're looking for, I guess, in terms of we've done the strategy part already. So then it's probably a matter of actually just going out and getting familiar with those areas, and which leads back into the research and spending some time on the ground and actually talking to agents and starting to go through properties and...
knowing the streets, knowing the type of houses, knowing the type of building on, what benefits that some properties have over others. I guess that comes into your thought process when you're going out there to look at properties.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, you know, it's very closely, well, it's part of the research sort of section as well, but, you know, it's actually, yeah, going out and starting to look for that property.
Absolutely. Moving on to the second point, how is the team going to help you with the particular purchase? So different, let's bring up about a couple of different team members and explain how they can help. You know, a good place to start is what our services involve in terms of a buyer's agency. So how does it, you know, a buyer's agent help you in the process of making that purchase or planning that purchase?
Look, in a number of different ways. So they can help with the research section, which we spoke about in week two, and then they can help you with the narrowing down what strategy you want as well. But also, people come to us with all that already done. They know what they want. They know that they've done a bit of research, but they just want us to find the deal. So it's about giving us their criteria and then actually going and finding that specific property that they're after.
Mm. And I guess in doing the planning of the purchase, it is planning those team members and getting them ready. So building that rapport really early on with those. So your buyer's agent, it might be your solicitor, your accountant, and your pest and building inspector. So it's getting all these team players ready for when you're ready to take that action. Mm. So I think that's really key to being successful in that planning process, is having those conversations before the fact, before you've got that property. So that's where the planning comes into effect. Having those conversations, and it might be two or three or four conversations with ourselves as buyer's agents. It might be having conversation with solicitor to let them know that you're going to be getting something shortly. It might be a conversation with the accountant to actually say that I'm going to make a purchase. How is that going to affect me in the next financial year and moving forward in the future financial years? To plan some of those strategies that are really going to take great effect when it comes to setting yourself up.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right, because you do have to talk to those people first, because otherwise if you leave some of those to the last minute, you're running around to try and find the right people, and you may not end up with the right person that suits what you're wanting to do.
Exactly. And we'll move on to the third point, is how do you get efficient in the process, avoid delays and, you know, potential extra fees that might be incurred if you delay things? So I think this is a really important one. You know, I guess people, I feel, expect the team to do a lot of the work, and I think it's a job of an investor, and I think about this with my own portfolio, is to think about how can I be the best client? How can I put myself in a position where my team are actually thinking about me first and foremost over other clients? So it's one thing about continuing to chase your team members, continuing to chase people involved in the purchase, and that helps in your mindset of when you're in that planning stage, so you're really ready when the purchase comes around.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't agree more with all of that. And it is about staying front of mind and being an easy client in terms of having that communication. So I was actually just talking to a client yesterday who has a property under contract that we bought for or was secured for him. And he was having some dramas with the getting onto his lady from the bank, from CBA, and getting her to come back to him. I just said, you know, just touch base with every day and just, you know, be the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. And with that, I mean, not, you know, it's probably, there's a way of doing that and there's a way to not do that. And my way would be to suggest to say, you know, just touch base, say, hi, how are you going? Is there anything else you need from me? Is there anything I can do? Just checking to see how it's going. Not being the person who's breathing down people's necks.
Yeah, you might be saying one thing. It was, where's my pre-approval? Where's this? Where's that? There's different ways to go about it. So, you know, it's a sort of passive-aggressive kind of approach, being nice and kind. And kindness should definitely come into it when you're, you know, working with your team of experts because, you know, they've got bills to pay. They've got lives that they're living as well. So, you know, being respectful for what other people are going through is super important. And, you know, as like we do with the team members that help our clients, as we do with our clients and they've got, you know, busy lives or things that are going on in their lives that we need to respect as well. So I think that all wraps up to, you know, being really efficient and kind in the process of when you're planning yourself to make that purchase.
Yeah.
So just to recap those three key points. So firstly is what are the steps you need to take? Second is how will your team help you? And third is how to get efficient in that planning process and get yourself ready. So hopefully that gives you a little bit in regards to getting started in property investing. So in order for you to stop the search and crack the deal, I'm going to hand it over to Mark now. He's going to talk about the property deal of the week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Luke. Look, deal of the week. I love this time of the week. And actually, this is a property that I saw yesterday. So I got a call on it yesterday morning saying, come out, got to be quick. It's off-market deal. It's a deceased estate. Come take a look and let me know what you think. So I rushed out there. And so it's a property that sits on just over 1,200 square meters. It's a full renovation. It's internally in horrible looking condition, but structurally looks pretty good. Obviously, you need to get a building and pest done as well, but structurally looks pretty good. So you need to do the floors, paint, kitchen, bathroom. Like you really need to do like a full cosmetic reno on that property. But it is on 1,200 square meters, so it actually may lend itself to do something in terms of some sort of secondary dwelling, whether that's a granny flat or something that we could even potentially subdivide as well, obviously subject to council approval. And we're going through those checks at the moment just to see what's possible with that block. But yeah, cracking little deal, that one. There is an offer in the low 200s on it from somebody else at the moment. But we should be able to pick it up for sort of probably low to mid 200s, this particular property. It's walking distance, like literally in the same street as a school. So that's quite good, but in the quiet end of that street, quite close to shops and train and all that sort of stuff. So I thought that was an excellent deal. And it's completely off market, so not advertised anywhere. So there's only probably about 2 to 3 people who know about it. And it's also a deceased estate, so they're motivated to sell.
So it's going to probably suit someone who wants to organize or has a little bit of extra cash to do a bit of a renovation, and they might find a bit of an uplift in the price after doing some sort of cosmetic or refurb of that property, would you suggest, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. So it's, as I said, it's four bedroom, one bathroom. So yeah, after the reno, you're probably looking somewhere around that sort of 300, maybe early threes, depending on the type and quality of reno that you do on it. And then you've got
very good
extra potential with, you know, potentially putting that some sort of secondary dwelling or even splitting the block maybe.
Fantastic. Sounds like a cracker deal. So hopefully everyone gets a sense of that particular deal. And if you are interested in it, definitely do give us a call. You can call us on 0400-332-377. That's my number. And hopefully that gives you a little bit of a sense of, you know, some of the deals that we're working with, some of the mindset we work with in terms of with clients. So planning was the topic of today, but we do go through the whole entire purchase with you, hold your hand throughout the deal so you feel comfortable about what's going on and you know what's happening at every single step. So Matt, thank you for today, and hopefully everyone has learned a little bit more about property investing. And if you want to get started, just give us a call. Thank you.
Catch you guys on the next podcast.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.